Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football this morning. It's my NFL legend special. Today, I'm going to highlight Albert Lewis, cornerback out of Grambling State University by way of the Kansas City Chiefs. So if you like the video this morning, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. And special thanks to my producer who's making it happen this morning, Mr. Logan Landers. Albert Lewis, the SWAC, Grambling State University, a gentleman that should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, one of the best cornerbacks that played this game at a high level. And I get excited because he played that cornerback position and he came out of the SWAC and back going from the 60s to the 80s. I'm sorry. The NFL used to raid the SWAT and get in that corner that can play out there on the boundary. But my question when I talk about Albert Lewis this morning as I get my notes, when you look at all the great list of all the cornerbacks that's played this game, Lynn Barney, Willie Brown, Jim Johnson, Mel Blount, Mike Haynes, Raymond Claiborne, Lewis Wright, Lamar Parrish, Lester Hayes, Halford Dixon, Frank Minifield, the great Deion Sanders, Rob Woodson, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Purdue University, and Aeneas Williams out of Southern University. Don't nobody include Albert Lewis in that list. That's amazing to me. Really, that's a tragedy. Because you're looking at that young man that was 6'3 and 195. And ran like a deer. But think about what Albert Lewis had to do before he became a freshman on campus at Grambling University. And look what he had to uphold the honor of all the great cornerbacks that played in the SWAC during that time. I'm going to start at Grambling. Bob Atkinson, 1968 St. Louis Cardinals. Bill Bryant, that played with the Cincinnati Bengals. Al Clark, Mike Howe, James Hunter, Charles Johnson, Willie Williams, Willie Brown. Now that's a Grambling that he had to live up to. Then look what it was over there at Jackson State. You had John Atlow, you had Vernon Perry, you had Charles Williams, you had Roscoe Ward. Now he had to follow Jackson State after Grambling. Then you had Mississippi Valley State. You had Fred Bohanna in 1982. You had Melvin Morgan in 1976 with the Cincinnati Bengals. That's at Valley. Then at Alcorn State, look what Mr. Lewis had to live up to. Willie Alexander, Leonard Fairley, Leslie Frazier, Mark Harper, Richard Soles, Ronell Young, then Arkansas Pine Bluff, Amos Ayers, Caesar Besser, then Texas Southern, Nate Allen, John Douglas, Lionel Hepburn, Leroy Mitchell. Lloyd Mumphrey, Super Bowl champion Miami Dolphins, Texas Southern. Then Southern University, Mel Blount, James Davis, Ken Ellis, Ray Jones. Then you had Perryview, Bevin Lee, Hassan Austin, Phoenix Taylor, and Leon Carr. That was at Southern University. And then Tennessee State University, Clifford Brooks, Oliver Davis, Al Coleman, Brian Howard, Jimmy Marcellus, and Janet Robinson, and Bill West. And then, of course, I mentioned Len Barney and the great Willie Brown. Why I brought all them great corners up? All of them played in the National Football League before Albert Lewis made it into the league. And Albert Lewis was a third-round pick of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Think about what he had to live up to, because the swag back then, from the 60s to the 80s, the National Football League was making a homage at getting all them great players. But this is the thing about Albert Lewis. Played 11 years with the Kansas City Chiefs, 4-time Pro Bowler, 2-time first team All-Pro, voted in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame, Kansas City Chiefs MVP in 1986. That year, 1986, he had 69 tackles, 4 interceptions, 61 solo. But he blocked 2 kicks that year. In his career, he blocked 11 kicks. His career, he had 832 tackles, 42 interceptions, 12.5 sacks. This young man blocked 11 kicks. But I'm going to tell you something else I liked about him. That song that Midnight Star had out called Freakazoid. At 6'3", 6'2". He was a 4.38 guy in the 40-yard dash, 38-inch vertical, and could lock down half of the field. And the skill set, instincts A+, explosive A+, the tackling ability A+, the aggressiveness A+, the man-to-man coverage, the ability to stay with the receiver as long as possible. Albert Lewis made it look easy, like he was playing pickup football on the streets. Then he had 12.5 sacks in his career. He could blitz off the edge. And he played with, like, all them other swag conferences corners did. Like the great Willie Brown, the great Jimmy Marcellus, the great Len Barney, the great Wernell Young, the great Leslie Frazier, the great Mike Holmes, the great Mel Blount, the great Ken Ellis. He played with that confidence and attitude. That's how they did it in the swag back then. I always tell this story And I'm going to tell it every time I talk about a cornerback that came out during this time that played at a SWAC school. I had a good friend of mine I grew up with, passed away last year, Lawrence King. A lot of love for the brother. Ended up going to my high school, Southside High School. Ended up getting a full scholarship to Alcorn State. He went down there and played corner. And at Southside High School, it was more or less playing zone. He went down there. And when I look at Albert Lewis and I look at that man-to-man coverage and I think about Lynn Martin and that man-to-man coverage, I think about Jenny Marsalis, that man-to-man coverage. Aeneas Williams, man-to-man. Mel Blount, man-to-man. Mark Harper, man-to-man. James Hunter, man-to-man. I think about what Lawrence told me all the time. My first day was with the DBs, as Lawrence King said. And they set up in formation. And Lawrence played the boundary corner. It wasn't no safety over the top. You was out there man-to-man. And you had to play bump and run, baby. True story. My best friend Lawrence King didn't last the whole season because he couldn't play man-to-man. Well, looking at Albert Lewis, like I said, it's a tragedy that he's not in the Hall of Fame. And when I look at Albert Lewis, there's no question about it. Someday, somehow, we got to get him into the Hall of Fame because there's not one corner back that played at a high level and could shut down half of the field than Albert Lewis. He was special. Any player at Grambling, under one of the greatest coaches ever, Eddie Robinson. And as I said, I'm going to say it one more time. Not only he had to follow all the great cornerbacks in the SWAC, but look what was at Grambling that he had to follow. Bob Ackerson. One more time, 1968 with the St. Louis Cardinals. Bill Bragg, 1976 with the Cincinnati Bengals. Al Clark, 1971 with the Detroit Lions. Hilton Crawford, 1969 with the San Francisco 49ers. Mike Howe, 1965, Cleveland Browns. James Hunter, 1976 with the Detroit Lions. Charles Johnson, 1979 with the Atlanta Falcons. Willis Williams, 1965, New York Giants, the great Willie Brown, Oakland Raiders, Hall of Famer, and the great Everson Walls with the Dallas Cowboys. That's who Albert Lewis had to follow. And you know what? He didn't disappoint. He was special, man. Final words about Albert Lewis. You can tell a person that's kind of more or less really settled in the skin. Here's a young man that played, I believe, 13, 14 years in the National Football League, retired in 1998. But you know what he did after he finished? He went not back to his home state, Louisiana, but he went back to Mississippi. He bought a farm of 320 acres in Centerville, Mississippi. And I always told y'all there's something in the water in Mississippi. And he's on that land right now, raising horses, cattle, doing what he want to do. He could be out here lobbying for the Hall of Fame. But that tells me something about a person and about how Albert Lewis has played at the highest level. And he's went off in the sunset. Went back and purchased a 320-acre farm. Man, I got a lot of love for you, Albert Lewis. You was a freakazoid, man. 6'2", 4'3", 8'40", 38-inch vertical. So, special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. When I think about Albert Lewis, I got to think about this group out of Philadelphia, PA, Hall & Oates. She only comes out at night. Lean and hungry type. Nothing is new. I seen her before. Watching and waiting. I'm a man eater. You know what? Albert Lewis, when he stepped foot on campus at Grambling State University, he was a man eater. Because think about when he stepped on campus. Think about the talent that was on campus. Tremaine Johnson and Everson Walls. Then he went and took it to another level with the Kansas City Chiefs. Art Steele, Kevin Ross. And boy, he performed at a high level.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I'm going to say it one more time before I leave today about Albert Lewis. He should be in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the best press coverage guys to ever play this game at a high level. So when they talk about Lynn Barney, when they talk about Willie Brown, let me throw in Dick Nitrane Lang, when they throw him in now, when they throw Mel Blount, when they throw Roger Worley, when they throw Mike Haynes, when they throw Raymond Claiborne, Lewis Wright, Lester Hayes, Halfred Dixon, Frank Minifield, Deion Sanders, Rob Woodson, Aeneas Williams. You know what? You better have a place for Albert Lewis, because he got a place on my list here at 100 Yards Football. Thank you. Be blessed. Y'all have an outstanding week. Albert Lewis, Grambling State University, the Kansas City Chiefs.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.